Whenever we go on a trip, my family tends to pack chicken. Did y'all do that when you were kids? Yeah, Mom, deviled eggs, fried chicken, orange knee-high, and moon pies. Yeah. You're all like, I'm getting hungry now. We can do this. And we didn't stop, you know, like at a restaurant or anything like that. We stopped at those little roadside places, right, and ate on those filthy tables that the animals have been on. I don't know if my mom ever brought a tablecloth, but anyway. I remember those meals because we didn't always eat together. It was always, you know, it's five kids, somebody's sick, somebody's run away. I mean, there's always something going on. But we ate as a family, and it was so significant. And so I think on this first Sunday of the new year, it is significant that we share a meal. And this is nourishment of our hearts and our spirits as God is here with us to share in these elements of communion. But this is a meal. And Jesus says, as you eat it, remember me, do it together. And you know, the love that we have for God is reflected in the love that we have for each other. And so this meal is for everyone. No matter where you are in your faith, no matter what you have done with your life, how old, how young, doesn't matter what denomination, you make up your own. It doesn't matter to me. It's between you and God. Because God is welcoming you to this table. And so if you seek after God, know that God's been seeking after you your whole life. And so you are more than welcome at God's table. Today we're going to do it. It's a little bit retro because of the coronavirus variant. And just go back to using some of the prepackaged, which I know none of us like. But we'll only do it for a month or two. So I think we'll be out of this before long. Just a little way that we can do and share. So you don't have to get out of your seats, right? Oh, no, you do have to get out of your seats. But you'll be dismissed by row so that you don't have to jam up in the central aisle. So it's all good? All right. Join with me now. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, Lord our God, creator and sovereign of the universe, our light and our salvation. Before mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. Therefore, with your people in all ages and the whole company of heaven, we join in a song of unending praise, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Truly holy are you, Father. In the fullness of time, you revealed yourself in your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Through him, we are saved and baptized into your service. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born, and your signs and witnesses in every age and through all the world have led your people from far places to him. In his baptism and in his table fellowship, he took his place with sinners. He preached good news to the poor, proclaimed release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. He set free those oppressed and announced that the time had come when you would save your people. On the night his disciples betrayed and deserted him, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat of this, do this in memory of me. When supper was over, he took a cup, and into it he poured wine. He gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood shed for you and for the sins of the whole world. As often as you drink of this, do this in memory of me. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'll ask the ushers to come forward. No. Buddy will excuse you by rows, come forward at that time, and then receive the elements. If you don't get up, we'll bring them to you. Let us pray. Send the power of your Holy Spirit upon us and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ. Be one body in him, cleansed by his blood, and looking forward to his coming in final victory. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. I have just a couple of announcements to lift up to you. One is that there will be no fellowship after church today while we're waiting for this latest wave of COVID to go away. And people have asked, will the Christmas Eve service be on the internet? Yes and no. Unfortunately, the video did not work. I tried everything I could to figure it out, but when you push the on button, and it's actually the off button, bad things happen. And so I was like, okay, well, anyway. But we do have audio. Steve made an excellent audio version of that, and we will post that maybe today, but it'll be this week for sure. And so you can at least hear the service. And the church will be selling sock puppets so you can reenact everything that happened. But yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's very sad news. Janet Shira's family needs prayers. Her mother passed away in Vermont on Friday. And fortunately, Janet arrived at her mother's bedside 15 minutes before her mom passed. So, you know, that's a tremendous blessing. They talk about something that goes into the future. She'll never regret whatever effort it took to be there. That's a tremendous privilege. So keep Janet and her family in your prayers. Are there others? Well, then let's turn our thoughts and our hearts over to God. Lord God of all ages and all peoples, from whom at first we came, to whom at last we go, and in whom we now live on this earth, we turn our thoughts to you as another year begins. Young or old, all of us are old, stiffened by habit, blinded by prejudice, deafened by greed, crippled by sin, and we pray that you, who can make all things new, will effect in us new birth, new faith, new hope. The decades have passed, and from this church have gone unnumbered men and women to be disciples of your Son, priests in the priesthood of all believers. Sometimes you doubtless found them in another body, responsive to your bidding and attentive to your will. And sometimes you must have found them in another burden, a stumbling block, a cross. Of our own weaknesses, we already know so many, our Father, and we ask of you both forgiveness and redemption. Others of them we suspect that we do not yet recognize, and we pray that you will lead us into such knowledge of self that we discover how sorely we need your guidance and cleansing. Frail within ourselves, we are mighty only in you. And in the year now opening before us, we beg that you will save us from thinking privilege is a right to be hoarded, from being parasites, either on past or present, from wasting the hours that affirm who could count precious. Subject us to the discipline, step by urgent step, grow us into faithful husbands and wives, diligent fathers and mothers, helpful citizens. Nurture us to be loyal sons and daughters, honest workers, warm-hearted Christians. Create within us the hunger to be unobtrusively but incorruptibly good, thankful, kind, trustworthy, generous, and forgiving. Draw us ever closer to yourself and plant our feet ever more firmly in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. In arrogance, defeat us. In despair, give us hope. At midnight or noon, enable us to fight the good fight. Empower us to finish the course and to do so through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it is in his name that we make this prayer. And we use words that he gave us to pray it as we join our voices together in song. Because there are a number of Methodists that are former Methodists here, we're going to sing a song that if you don't know this one, then I'm going to question your background. And for those who don't know this, you're going to love this. This is a great, great, great old song, and we've been blessed with some great music from the Methodist Church. Let's take this. When the roll is called upon yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning turns eternal bright and fair, when the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called of yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called of yonder, when the roll is called of yonder, when the bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, the glory of his resurrection shine. Oops. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called of yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called of yonder, when the roll is called of yonder, when the roll shall run, the dawn shall set his sun. Let's talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work and earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is
good job. How many of you never sung that song before? You just sang it. I can't believe it. Sally, I got you. I got so many. That's such an old joke. Yeah, it's wonderful. Please have a seat. Please stand. As you go from this place, know that God goes with you and celebrate as the people of God. We celebrate a new year, and next Sunday, it's very unusual, but we're going to do a restatement of our baptismal vows. It is traditionally in the flow of the church year, the baptism of Jesus Sunday. And so you will have an opportunity. I'll ask you the questions usually asked at baptism, and you'll be able to respond. It is not a rebaptism. We don't do that in the Presbyterian Church. And but it is a restatement. It is re-embracing of those vows. You may not even remember what they were. You were so young. So we'll see next week to continue this great journey of faith. But when you go from this place, know that Christ goes with you and share that reality with people that wherever you go. They don't know him the way that you do. And you are the one that will share Jesus Christ with the world. So receive now the benediction of our Lord Jesus Christ as he goes before you and follows after you and leads you along the way until at last we are all safely in his home. Amen. Amen.